Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
I hate on a Tuesday morning.
Oh,
wow. Being so generic and like everybody else, but it's something that we have to discuss because I will not get over the super trooper that Travis Kelce has become since dating Taylor Swift.
Do you think the whole world
it's all that we care about
talking
right
about this?
They, as a couple, have replaced anybody giving a shit about the Kardashians ever again.
They've like, taken they every taken Kardashian.
And made into one relationship.
Them, who cares?
No, this is all that matters. Right? This is what our country is.
It's what we needed.
This is what we needed as a country. Something to talk about that we have no control or investment in. This is what we needed.
This is what we needed to unite us as well.
Yes, as a country, to unite us. It is the music and the sports world in one. It is exploding.
Okay, so for people that
are living under a rock,
yeah,
or don't,
or maybe you're Australian,
English,
you don't watch football. I don't know. You watch foosball.
Yeah,
but what?
Cool.
Can you explain this for everybody?
Travis Kelce on the Chiefs is dating the iconic Taylor Swift. I am not even a Swiftie. Do I love her songs? Sure. I sing them with my kids. My kids are Swifties. Great. I'm never going to go to a concert, that type of thing. But I'm not a hater of hers. I can't explain it. Like, I don't really, she's kind of just there to me. And like, that's great for her. I'm also like low-key jealous that she's, I think, younger than me and is a billionaire. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. stings a bit. But an incredible talent, like obviously very humble person. Like I appreciate the effect that she has had on the world.
I'm not saying I think she's very, very, very talented.
Oh, of course.
There is not, I'm going to get fucking abused for this. I've never in my life like went to play a Taylor Swift song that
by
wasn't
choice?
Like
no.
on the radio.
Oh no, by choice
like,
I never have.
I'm not in the car like, Alexa, will you play Shake It Off? No. Shake It Off. This is not my speed. In fact, I don't really understand.
It's giving teeny bopper in the best way possible, but I have no interest in doing that.
But it's to me, it's like the people that like it are people our age. Like all my friends are the ones that go to the concerts. And
you'll
like,
never find me at a concert. Honestly, as much as I
really
love her music, like if it's on, I'll for sure sing it. Like Lover, that song where it's.
How's it go?
We make the rules. I don't even know any of the words. I don't know. It's like, this is our house. We make the rules. And it's so cute and so romantic and like Christmassy. I listen to it all the time when it's on the radio for Christmas time. And I love it. But I'll never physically put her song on by choice.
You know what
but
I'm
if
saying?
She's performing in my living room, I'm not coming home.
Yeah.
But I love her.
Agree.
As like a icon for the youngers because I think she's a great
I like
icon
watching her.
For them.
Like when she's on my TikTok, I'll stop to watch her in concert because her concerts are amazing.
I think she's a great performer. And like for the youngins that look up to her, I'm happy they're looking up to her and not Cardi or,
yeah, same,
or us.
Same. No, I think she's an awesome
person. We are not the icons for the youngers.
Okay, so we've covered her music.
Now.
But what do you think of her beauty?
Her beauty?
Yeah.
It's the bangs for me. That's the all. I think that her face is beautiful. And if she would just stop cutting her bangs, I'd be so much happier.
So.
And I'm not hating. Swifties, go easy on us. We're
please.
Just making our own.
Observations.
And obvious critiques of what we preference-wise think.
No, I know my husband's type. It's me. He's always dated little brunette girls. It's just who he's dated. Since this Travis Taylor, like, he's so into it. He loves the football. Like, he loves this.
He loves Taylor Swift now?
He's like, I asked him, like, do you think she's hot? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I can't quite shake it off.
And oh my God, this not is the our puns this early.
Conversation. I sent him a meme, okay? Mm-hmm. And it said, confirm Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift are dating. And then someone wrote, Travis Kelce is scoring sixes on and off the field.
Woof.
And Denny wrote, not nice. And I said, I cannot get over the fact that you're into her. It's like, just because she's not his type. Like, it's mind-blowing. Like, I can't.
It drives you crazy.
It's making
me crazy. Somebody that you know their type goes for somebody outside their type. Because you're like, what is you doing?
And then he said this and said, this picture makes me change my mind, I think. And then he wrote, but then I see this. And I'm like, I mean, it's just, you know what it is? Her, she's so awkward. Like, her movements.
It's
like, even at the football game, she's
innocent.
Cheering.
It's
and I'm like
innocence of her, I feel like. She's just, like, so herself and, like, unapologetic about who she like just is.
Yes, she's definitely not trying to
Here's
be something
thing.
She's
I think
not.
She's cute, and I'm not ever gonna I just personally like infatuation with Travis Kelce's wild is mine.
You love him.
I don't know what about him is just it's his cockiness and confidence and like mm-hmm. I'm watching my words because children are now have entered the room but I just his last girlfriend was this girl, Kayla, and she was, like, so gorgeous to me. And, like, Taylor's so sweet and innocent to me. And mm-hmm. I just can't see how they're, how he
like
can
for
go
him,
after.
What
but
is
he,
his type switch?
His type has very much switched. And I feel like his look has switched along with his type.
Yes.
Like, he's now accommodating his look to his to who he's dating.
Do you notice the mustache?
Yeah, I literally feel like it's giving Super Trooper. Just loves a mustache moment.
Mustache moment.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's cute. I think, like, I can't believe how she is elevating his career. Like, I can and can't.
Everything she touches is gold.
Everything she touches turns to gold. His jerseys, like, basically sold out. The amount of people who have doubled in football game watching is wild. The women that are now literally, like, can't wait to watch the game tonight so I could look mm-hmm. for Taylor. I'm like, you're going to watch a whole 3-hour game to see how she cheers? It's wild.
It's changed us, I wrote.
It's changed us. She's 5'11"?
I was like,
is she really?
How can you love me and love her? I don't love her. I said, so are you saying you love me?
Oh, my God. Jess is the so girl annoying. That's like, if I turned into a worm, would you still love me? Yeah. That's Jessica in a relationship.
I just can't stop thinking about it. I'm like, wait, really? But also, I think the same effect that she's had on this game of, like, for the females watching the sports, like, now all the men are all of a sudden into Taylor Swift.
Yeah, because they're like, if Kelce's into yes. Taylor Swift, we're into Taylor
yes.
Swift.
Yes. I wonder it's if Alan thinks she's hot.
It's literally giving. I saw Regina George wearing army pants and flip-flops, so I wore army pants
yes.
and flip-flops. That is like everyone thinking all the men thinking Taylor Swift's hot now. They were like, bro, Travis fucking Kelce thinks that she's hot, so
she
so
must
do
be
we
hot.
So we do too.
It's literally a cultural moment.
It is the blend of the century. It is the hybrid we didn't know we needed.
It's changed everything.
It has changed everybody I know. They like the NFL Twitter literally put quote Taylor's version in their bio.
It's insane.
And like, okay, I love the Kelce brothers. I think that their vibe together is fucking hysterical. They have a podcast. They are like totally opposite of each other, yet also the same fucking person. It's, I guess, because like, you know, how you were raised, you're like, you have the same mannerisms, all that shit. They also look like so similar to me. But his brother is like the lumberjack zaddy version of
yes,
him.
Yes.
And like Travis is like the athlete version. I don't
know.
I can't explain
how,
it. But
what's the brother's name? You Travis. And what's the other one?
Mm. Yeah.
You sound like you knew it. What's his
name? I did. I feel very put on the spot and I don't know it.
Is it Jason?
Jason. Thank you. Oh my God. Yes.
He met his wife on Tinder.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
No.
Why can't we meet?
No. Why can't we meet
a Kelce
Jason
brother
Kelce on Tinder?
On Tinder. What the fuck?
I think his brother's equally as hot.
Yeah.
Like his
oh, for sure.
Brother's giving, he could
in
put me through
way.
A fucking drywall,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, I read an article the other day because now, like, all, like, obviously, it was like the headline, like, how they met. And it was like on Tinder. Why are we not meeting NFL's
yeah.
players on Tinder?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's like I always thought like the two of them were hot. I thought like last year them playing against each other for the Super Bowl was like honestly epic.
I didn't even know that happened. It's news to me, but it's hot.
Yeah. Wait, he plays for the, he plays for the Eagles.
I don't know, they played each other.
Yeah, they played last year. They both played on.
That's cool.
For the for the Super Bowl. No, but I thought that was hot. Like, I don't know. I think them in general are just like, they're very chill, like whatever. But this has brought a new attention to it. And like on their podcast, I was listening to it and the brother was like, do you think the NFL is like giving this way too much attention? He's like,
whoa, he said this to Travis?
Yeah, he's like, listen, like, take your feelings for Taylor out of this. And he's like, do you think the NFL is like giving this like celebrities at our games like too much attention? Like, he's like, basketball has it figured out. Like, they show a celebrity, they're like, oh, look, they're there. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Like, and then they focus on the game. He's like, football, it's like every touchdown we make, they're like, oh, what are the celebrities' reactions? Yes. And I do, because I think it's just since Taylor that they're like, wow, look at the ratings we're getting. We're going to keep showing her.
Yes. So it's crazy because I saw a clip on Instagram that it was like this big game and Joe Buck is like, and like the beginning of the game and she's here.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift is in the building. My brain, meanwhile,
if
she's
there. If I were
there
her, my
Ryan
head would be
Reynolds.
Bigger than anybody else. Like, I sooner will like have a car run me over to be next to Ryan Reynolds than anybody care about anybody else in the world.
She's with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, and no one's mentioning a peep about those two.
It's
almost
like embarrassing.
Her fame is so huge. She can take A-list movie stars and make them irrelevant. She's a phenomenon. I mean, I respect that so much. Do you know that's?
I think she's the female Michael Jackson of our time.
Without showing like your titties and your ass, like.
No, she's done nothing of it. And I love that for her because that's what I love. I think she's wholesome.
Yes. And I do love it. Like,
and she
speaks up. My daughter listens to Taylor Swift.
I fucking hope my kids live on Taylor Swift for their life. I love her for them, just not for me. But
shake it off.
Yeah. But I just think like.
Yeah.
Wow. If I could unhear that. Thank you. I don't know. It's just blowing my mind how. And then shut up, please. I can't. We don't need Taylor suing us. We don't have any money.
I can't imagine you driving in the car and being like,
no, I'm going to send you. I don't play that in my car. That's why you can't imagine it. I'm going to send you the one or two songs that I do like of hers that I think of that.
I like Anti-Hero. I hear that supermarket I vibe out.
I don't. I only like that one part where she admits that she's the problem because same. But I don't like the rest of the song. But I'm telling you, it's called Back to December is one of her songs. And I cry listening to it every single time. Cry. Like, there's reasons that I cry for relationship purposes. But and then Lover is the only other song that like I vibe real hard to. And mostly like when it's like Christmas time.
Okay, okay.
Those are my two number ones. The rest of them, I don't know the names of the songs, but I will definitely know the lyrics. Like as my kids are singing them, I sing along with it.
Actually, do you know one song? And I'm sure you don't know it. It was obscure, but
that's the name of the song.
No,
oh,
that's a great song
that's
title.
A great song title, yeah.
Do you remember the show True Blood?
Yeah, but I didn't watch it.
So this was like forever ago. Think about this: HBO True Blood. What was it like 2010, they had a song called Haunted by Taylor Swift, and I loved it. It's like gives you goosebumps, like love song. And I that's probably the only song I ever downloaded of Taylor Swift.
Those two that I mentioned are my two.
I'll listen to yours.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'm kind of curious if Alan finds her attractive or even if he knows about this.
So there was he has to know about it. There was something, a meme going around the other day, and it was like, if you could become Taylor Swift for one day, like, what would you do? And I just reposted it and wrote Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
For one day, I can do anything. I'm fucking Travis, for sure.
I think what makes it so fascinating, too, is that she's so sweet and innocent. And, like, and you picture her with, like, a Jonas daddy, brother. Yeah.
Well, she was with a Jonas brother, Joe. So that tracks.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think mad long ago. I don't really know the timeline, but I know, like, at one point for sure they were together.
He seems like a nice guy. And, like, not that Travis doesn't seem like a nice guy, but he just seems like someone that would, like, do dirty stuff to her in the shower.
Okay. There was another TikTok that came out, and that's what it was explaining. It's like he seems like the most, like, wholesome, sweet guy that he will go play golf with your dad, and he'll, like, mm-hmm. play with the kids at family parties, and he'll go, like, clean the dishes with your mom and chalk it up with your brother-in-laws. But then, like, the second you two are alone, he's fucking doing the wildest shit to you.
Like, dirty.
Dirty shit. She goes, he just seems like a freak, but, like, can also put on the, like, you could bring me home to mom thing.
Like, I feel like she's going to lose her virginity all over
again. Like, I keep watching, like, every time they post something about, like, the two of them, blah, 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 I'm, like, looking to see if she's walking weird. I'm, like, because definitely she's getting fucked up.
Oh, that's the awkwardness that I saw.
It's like, is she walking, like, with a limp or something? Like, we got to know. There's got
to
be.
It's called Alan. I need to know. It's bothering me.
Now that your husband loves
it's like
Taylor,
something
it's
like I could get fake tits. I could be a lot of things. I can never be perfect
wholesome.
Blonde, red lips, tall Taylor Swift. It'll just never be me.
Alan.
Yes.
Tracy has a question for you.
Daddy, we have a question. As of last year, did you find Taylor Swift hot ever?
I've never found Taylor Swift attractive.
Okay. Now in last month or in the last week when Travis Kelce is now dating her, do you find her hot?
I have never found Taylor Swift attractive.
It's giving anti-Swifties on this show today, and I just can't get on board with all of it. It's a lot.
If anything,
the anti-Swift.
I'm going to just stay at a club baddie this Tuesday.
What, Alan?
From the get-go, Taylor Swift has always given me, like, pick-me girl energy and is just a straight-up liar. And so
Okay, hold on, everybody.
Can't find attraction there.
Take a break. We are not on this show calling Taylor Swift a liar. You redact that right now, sir.
Alan has never seen a moment to get this show canceled so fast than just now.
He's always like, I gotta delete what Tracy said. No, sir, delete what you said yourself.
No, like, Taylor Swift started out with, like, this persona of, I'm just a poor country girl. And it's like, dude, your family has had millions of millions your entire life. It's just that whole persona that she's always had of, like, I'm just the country girl next door. And it's like, no, you're the country girl who lives on a Christmas tree farm with millions of dollars. Like, you are just, she's always been that pick me kind of girl. And I can't stand it.
Alan's such a man
of
his principles.
Have you ever sent a text, a risky text, and been like, I shouldn't have done that? That's how I feel calling Alan right now. Alan has never seen an opportunity to seize this show so hard and take it in.
Like, what are you going to do when a Swiftie shows up to Virginia?
Yeah, Swifties are going to straight up drive to Alan's house. I'm crying.
Look, if they have that amount of time, they can
do
whatever they
do, sir.
I'm crying. I have actual tears
get
in my
a job.
Eyes. Thinking of, like, the Swifties picketing Alan's house, like, protesting outside his house.
Going to his dad's church and shit.
I'm crying. Oh.
Alan's principles are so strong.
They're
like,
so
he can't get
in
past.
His ways. It's so great.
Yeah, he can't get past that she's got, like, he can't find her attractive because
she lied about money.
Yeah, right.
Good for you,
I
Alan.
Love that about him. That is why we love Alan. He's a man of his principles.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Taylor Swift, there are no principles. It's Taylor Swift. She is
don't
the
tell
almighty.
Him that he's gonna rage out again. Don't do it. Don't poke the bear. You're gonna anger it.
I know you're right. That's this episode title, by the way, Poke the Bear.
I'm just like, I told in the beginning of this episode, Alan, I was like, I'm no Swiftie. Like, I like her stuff, I guess, to, like, if it's playing in the background, like, my kids like it, cool, whatever. But I've never seen such an anti-Swift moment in my life.
You and I have been so careful this whole episode. We're like, we don't really like her music, she's the most talented person ever. I would watch her in my living room. I'd go to her concerts.
It's giving Taylor Swift condoms. We were so careful.
The balance of we don't like her or think she's pretty, but we are huge fans and we respect her.
No, and one of the few instances where I agree with Kanye, like, Beyonce mm-hmm. should have won. Taylor Swift has done nothing significant to actual music.
Oh my god! You know what's sad?
I could sorry. Like that if my entire
did she hurt you?
My entire catalog is made up of, oh, I dated someone and we broke up. Like Jesus fucking Christ, get a new gig, dude.
This is I don't know how to recover there. From this.
I stay up too late.
Got nothing in my brain.
Got nothing in my brain. Yeah.
If there's ever a line that I think signifies what I feel about Taylor Swift, it's oh nothing in my brain.
I'm sweating profusely. I can't stop sweating.
Shake it off, Alan. You gotta shake it
Shut
off.
Shut up. I hate you.
Hey, we love you. Thanks.
Yeah, we're gonna hang up, pretend like this never happened.
Yeah, we're just gonna just dodge this real quick.
All love right. you, Daddy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're firing him immediately, Woof. Everybody.
Sorry, guys. We don't condone that message. We don't stand by that message.
We do not co-sign.
I do not co-sign. In fact, no, we are going to have a long talk after the show about letting him go.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really need Dimly Wit any longer. And just so you know that.
They are almost, Swifties are almost as scary as Beehives. Like,
oh, yeah. It's like no, terrifying. They're worse.
It's so terrifying.
They're worse.
I like, am so scared to say anything against them. Like, I just like, can't we just be in like a non-Swiftie but non-hater, like happy
We're
middle.
Neutral.
Yeah, I feel like I'm neutral.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not like, I'm not even angry. I've been angry. Like a Kardashian will fuck someone and I'm like, really? What are we doing here? But like, and it will anger me. I'm not angry about it at all. I'm
honestly appreciative that she's shocked. Bringing so many women to the sports
I think
field.
You've heard this probably the stats since, but I think
it's like
his
times,
evaluation, yeah. you know, yeah, the shit is insane. Like the, it's just like, it's almost like that like fable, like everything you touch turns to gold
no,
kind of thing.
Is,
it's literally
she's
her.
Life,
she's
like,
the real life version of that. Yeah. And when you, and you really, truly do. I'm not just saying this. You do have to respect that because it's,
no.
It's unbelievable.
If nothing else. Just appreciate the effect that she has on the world, clearly.
Yeah. You know, it's really funny because Alan, I know there's some truth to what Alan is saying because our family goes on vacation for 1 week every year to Stone Harbor and it's like the richest town at the Jersey Shore and there's a coffee shop that's like Taylor Swift performed here like when she lived here. Like her family like was from there, like had a house on the beach at Stone Harbor.
No, like, I definitely think that she had money. I think that's how she... was able to do all the things that she did, but like it's not like her family was important so they got her, like it's not like the
no
generous,
she's
you know what I mean, like the
talented
gener-
yes.
yeah like she paved her own way.
Absolutely.
It's not like she was handed it for
no.
sure
the,
she just
money,
had money. We can't hate on people
yes.
who grew up having money.
Yeah, no Alan does though,
right? No, I'm seeing that very
okay.
very very clearly.
Okay.
But I'm just saying you can't, it's not like she was, what is that, what is it called, nepotism,
privileged, yeah, or nepotism
yeah,
sure.
It's not that her family wasn't like big in the industry and like got
right.
her in. Okay, then I'd have less respect.
Yeah,
but I feel like she really did build up her own career.
No,
which
for
you
sure.
have to appreciate. But at the same time, okay, the girl had money. Okay, so she's crying that she didn't have money. So do half the rappers that
mm-hmm.
we know. Oh, I grew up in the hard streets. But no, the fuck you didn't. You grew up in fucking Jersey. Patterson is like, okay, but it's not horrible. Or
yeah,
like
it borders Midland Park.
Yeah, it's like there's worse places to live in the world. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Let's just pretend that we didn't. I was not expecting that hostility with Alan, though. That was
no,
wild.
I thought he was going to be like, she's okay. She has her hot moments, but like,
I thought
I'm not,
he'd
a, she's
find
not
her
my
attractive
type.
Because
I thought,
feel like, you know, Rachel's like skinny and like.
And sweet.
And, yeah. Like, yeah, she's a, like a Rachel-ist girl. I'm shocked by that.
Yeah.
Aren't you surprised that Denny finds her attractive? I can't get over
it. I'm surprised a lot of men now do, but I'm also not surprised with the influence.
It should be one of your first date questions when you go out on a date.
I think it may now.
Do you find Taylor Swift attractive?
And now,
you'll say a lot about
as
them.
Of a few months ago.
Now.
No. I'm going to ask them, do you find her attractive like today?
Today.
And how about 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find her attractive?
Before the
because
Kelsey
I need
effect.
To know, yeah, I need to know if the, what the Kelsey effect actually has on you before
mm-hmm.
I date you and let you around my children.
What if, like, her whole, because she gets dicked so good, her whole music style changes?
Bro.
She's
he changes her music style, and I start buying tickets.
Could you imagine she becomes, like, a Nicki Minaj, like, starts rapping about this pussy and, like, just,
I
like...
sure hope not. I already don't...
Oh, my God.
Can't. I really can't.
Wow, what a world we're living in today.
No, I just think it's like phenomenal how it has impacted this whole thing. I don't know. I can't really explain it.
No, it's really cool. And like the fact my husband is pretending that like it's getting girls involved, but he is just as invested in this story.
Oh yeah,
it's men
women are hardcore involved.
We're all invested in it.
The women, the amount of women that I saw dressed in Kelsey's jerseys this past Sunday in Hoboken alone when I was there, it was mind blowing. And their husbands' jerseys were not Kelsey, so it's not like I just can't comprehend this whole thing that's happening. It's like it's going down, blowing my mind.
It's definitely, we're having a pop culture moment, and I'm in it.
Pop culture phenomenon.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch the next. Like, I'm gonna wait for her to be there for sure. I'm gonna look for her.
Are you kidding?
I am, and I'm gonna watch Danny.
Are you
like
also buying her concert tickets?
Maybe like this?
Yeah. Oh, the way he reacts. Yeah. Okay, I get it. I just hiccuped. You're watching for Denny, not Taylor. Got it.
Right. Oh, that's my show.
Okay.
You think that's, she claps good? I don't think
she claps.
Yeah,
you like the way she claps? Yeah, you like that, Daddy? Yeah, watch me clap like that. And it's like, Hercules, Hercules.
Literally.
Woo, that's fucking cool.
I can sing like that. That's what people say.
Oh my God.
I put on a many veins.
I need everybody to go listen to those two songs and tell me if I'm crazy or not, because those are my two favorites.
Yeah. Haters gonna hate is not great to me.
No, those songs make me want to die, but
as my hip cracks, I'm so old. I'm ending the show. Goodbye. We love you, Swifties. I really, really, really do. See, you're fucking kicked out of Facebook, so you don't see when they're angry when we talk about something.
I'm sorry, guys. We don't hate us.
This is Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this song already.
Yeah.
Turn it off. Wrap this up. So everything that she said this entire episode is fake news, because she's actually cries to Taylor Swift. She went from "I'm not a fan of her music" to "I fucking break down and sob in public."
I told you this in the beginning. That song makes me fucking cry.
You're a fucking.
This is me swallowing my
you're
pride,
a Swiftie.
Telling you I'm sorry for that night. Turns out freedom ain't nothing but missing you. Like, what? I'm sorry. There's no way to just not say those two songs are not iconic. We're going to get sued if we played those. So technically you can't play them. Thank you.
Yeah, just play them. I don't care. I don't sue us at this point. Just please sue me. Get me out of this life. She claims she's not a Swiftie, but she cries. Her body has an emotional reaction.
I do. I actually
to Taylor
have a
Swift,
physical
okay?
reaction to Back to December. It makes me fucked up.
In turn, how this she we are we love Taylor Swift. That's the end of the show. We are huge fans. We are Swifties. That's
goodbye.
How we're ending this.
Goodbye.
See you next fucking Tuesday. Holy shit! She's sitting here crying next to me.
We're playing it when we're done.
Never in my life.
Don't forget, guys. New episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers. Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.